Yeah, when you hear that music, you know it's time to connect the dots. That music should be playing in your head. It still should be playing in your head. You should be listening to that music as you're listening to me speak. This is your host, Tom Edison, and this is Connect the Dots. And that ought to be a song. You know, actually, it is a song. The lead intro to my show is the end, lengthy guitar solo end of a song that I have on one of my albums called I Want You to Be My Idol. How about that? Or you could switch it around and say, I want you to be my lover. Well, whatever. You can find that at the CD Baby Music Store. The link is right on my show. Saturday night, 10 p.m., BBS Radio, Connect the Dots. And you click on the name of the show, Connect the Dots. It takes you right to the CD Baby link up. And, of course, I got YouTubes out there. You know, I got Play Another Party Song Tonight. I got a new one that just got put up called Let Me Coax You On. It's going to have to get put up again. Something went wrong in the transfer, and it's like you heard the song Fade to Black, the phrase Fade to Black. Well, this starts out as black for some reason or not, and it fades up to a minute and 20 seconds in, and then you can finally see something. You can see the last 2 minutes of the video. But we'll have that fixed up in no time. And, of course, you can view Are You the Party in Kind? A fantastic view, a video to watch on YouTube. And, of course, the best thing to watch is Subway Fantasy, half hour of rock and roll. Bands greater than the great bands. They just never had the record contracts. But they were given full acknowledgement in my documentary, my rock and roll documentary, Subway Fantasy. And what could be more important than rock and roll? Well, let me tell you, probably a lot of things. What's going on in the world today is more important, probably. But then music makes the world go round. And music is said to be the universal language. And music makes magical things happen. So music is important, whether you like it or not. And where is your tachyon chamber? That's all I have to say. Where's my tachyon chamber? You know, I talk about them on the show. You think the people who make them would send me one so I could tell everybody how great they are. I understand what they are. Basically, you got a pyramid frame and you're a big pyramid frame which you lay underneath, and you're laying on a bed of crystals or something like that. And it has healing opportunities for your body, rejuvenation opportunities. Draws in the tachyon particles that help set things back in place the way they should be. Well, where is my tachyon chamber? I'm calling on you, Cobra Info One, the one I follow on Twitter. Hey, you know, I don't have $25,000 to buy one, so I expect a free one. In fact, everybody on Earth expects a free one. Now, we're not greedy little bratty children, but, like, really, only rich people can afford $25,000 to buy a tachyon chamber. And you guys, I don't know, did we have to explain that to you? But anyhow, I hear we all can't wait for this event to happen. Yeah, the mother crafts, the small crafts, oh, they're all going to land. And we're going to get to meet our galactic brothers and sisters finally. And they're bringing us gifts, replicators, and hopefully tachyon chambers too. Well, we can't wait for this day to happen. We've been hearing about it for a long time now. Hey, go on. That's where I found out about it, on Twitter. Go on Twitter and start, keying in the words. The event, GFOL, Galactic Federation of Light. You know, the Brotherhoods of Light, Pleiadians, key in any of those words, and the Galactic Confederation. Confound it, it's the Galactic Confederation. Just key in any of those words and you'll find her. Go follow Cobra Info One. He's like one of the most informative people associated with the event, but it's not happening fast enough, and I want it to happen faster, and that's my will, putting my will and thoughts out there to make it happen faster. Use some ingenuity, it'll work every time. Ingenuity. You want things to move faster, it requires a little ingenuity sometimes. Break off from the standard formula. You know, take the shortcut through the woods. Cut the new path through the woods. I'm cutting a new path through the woods every other day because that's the kind of person I am. Oh, I got to tell you, hey, if you need something to read, go read the Magna Carta. Then you quickly find out that a lot of our great U.S. Constitution, they took some, borrowed a few things from the Magna Carta, and that's right. You know, taxation without representation, and a few other things. But the most important thing about the Magna Carta, and the reason I talk about it, it's a legal document that empowered rights to the average people, gave us the right to a legal rebellion against unjust governments. And that's something every nation in the world needs to discover, consider nowadays, including our United States, because our government is so corrupt. Just turn on the TV, lying politicians on top of lying politicians, cutting in line in front of the other lying politicians, and they all want to be the first one to grab the microphone and sprout their bullshit. That's it. You call it BS for short, but whatever. They are such con artists, and they're so full of it, and they offer you nothing every time. They promise you everything, but they really offer you nothing, because when they get elected, they do nothing. That's why people like President Trump. Whether you like or hate him, you got to admit, at least he's done some things. As opposed to nothing, which is what every other stupid politician in the whole Congress does. Nothing. That's it. They're worthless. Almost as worthless as those members of Parliament, the traitors in Parliament over there in the United Kingdom or Great Britain. Yeah, they're, man, talk about gravy train riders and backstabbers and bribe takers. Man, they are the champs. But we have enough problems over here in our government. And, the insanity that's going on with the investigations. I mean, there's real things to investigate, like the chemtrails or the harmful 5G frequencies. Why aren't the politicians investigating that? Or why aren't they investigating how the food's being poisoned with GMOs? Or the air's being poisoned with the chemtrail dust? And why aren't they investigating that, like, how can planes fly in U.S. airspace without markings on them? How can that possibly be allowed to happen? You know, President Trump can handle this with a few executive orders. Why isn't he doing something about it? For God's sake, is everyone and every government in the world being bribed to just like let these jerks destroy humanity who are running things from behind the scenes? You know who they are. Call themselves the New World Order. We don't have to name names. We know the groups that are part of that group. And I like to mention, because it's important for people to understand that the evil ETs, the bad ETs, the ungodly ETs, are part of that new world order. Oh, yes, they are. And they're all fighting amongst each other, too, about taking over the Earth population. They all want us as slave laborers. And these are the people that are behind all the child molestations and the kidnappings and selling of humans as slave labor. Yeah, that's going on. It's been, you know, the cat's been let out of the bag. And talk about the cats. Cats, there's a funny tweet out there. Cats with sunglasses. Go look for it on Twitter. I had to retweet it twice myself. It's cool-looking cats while wearing sunglasses, and they all turn their head at the same time. I don't know if that was real enactment. Of course, you can do anything with graphics nowadays. Well, all I got to say is listen, and listen good, because do you know what timeline you're in? I hear there's two timelines going now. The word has it, in January of 2019, the Pleiadians, you might have heard of them, the Pleiadians set up another timeline. That's right. And it's the timeline for the future. The one the Earth is evolving into the fifth dimension, or the fifth vibrational zone of reality. And we're living at a very special point in time right now. Most of us are still living in the old 3D timeline, which we call physical reality. And we're going to have to make a choice to leave that old 3D reality behind and jump on board with the new timeline, because there's two lines going at the same time right now. And we can jump from one over to the other. And willpower will help you do that. Knowledge will also help you do that. Getting your body in better shape will help you do that. And, of course, we can just wishfully hope that the 144,000 are enough to pull us in. That's the magic of that number. It's a magical number. 12 by 12 times 1,000. 12 by 12, how gross. Yes, times 1,000, 144,000 people. That's the significance of the number. It's an amount that's needed to get the wheel in motion, to put the wheel in motion, so to speak. You might have, if you've read the Bible, you might have heard the number mentioned there, but it doesn't really explain to you, but we're learning now what the significance and importance of that number is. It also applies to mass meditation. Say there's a mass meditation coming up. There's always one coming up. Look, go on the internet, go on Twitter, punch in the keywords, follow the people that have the info. I tell everybody, hey, Cobra Info 1 is the one with the most knowledge out there, but follow the Pleiadian starseeds. They have helpful information. And then there's occasionally Sirians, there's Arcturians, and there's messages, channeled messages. Anyhow, you got to educate yourself on this, basically, because there's just so much information coming in now. I couldn't possibly tell you it all in this one-hour show. Absolutely not. And so I just have to quickly move along and let everybody know, hey, I wrote a book once called Connect the Dots Theory. It's still out there, available everywhere. It changes reality. I've changed things. I boldly took a stance and said, no, the burden of proof lies equally on somebody who's trying to disprove something. That's right. And just by making that statement, I've changed reality. And you should learn that reality, too, that the burden of proof lies equally on the shoulders of somebody who tries to disprove something. And also, I've expanded the definition of truth to encompass more than what is usually encompassed. You want the exact definition? It's in my book, Connected Dots Theory. In fact, that definition you can get for free. And everybody wants everything for free. Though I'd appreciate it. I had to pay money to have my book printed because I didn't have no silver spoon stuck in my mouth or anything like that. And I need to recoup the money I had to put the book out there, but it was worth it because, you know, it was important information for the whole human race to know. But you can get the first 40 pages for free. Just Google it. Google's giving away 40 pages of my book for free. Yet they can't even list it properly. And they probably won't change their listing. They had the audacity to list my book as fiction. Well, that's because they're idiots. What do you expect from creatures that Google, babies Google, dumb, stupid babies Google? Yeah. Well, they did it wrong, okay? The book is nonfiction. There isn't any make-believe storytelling in it. It's all real, and all the stories and all the pictures are real. And every conclusion is real. And so it's a non-fiction book. It's an educational book. But you can read the first 40 pages for free and look at some of the pictures for free. What can I say? I would appreciate if some people go out there and purchase it. First of all, you know, it's not only do I need to recoup my money, but the fact of the matter is that you'll be getting an education. You'll learn more from this one book in the 2 hours it'll take you to read it. You know, to study the pictures, you might study them for weeks because the pictures are that fantastic. You'll learn more from this one book than you learned in anything in 1 year's worth of time. That's how much information is packed into this book. Hey, I kid you not. But time to move on. The aliens are getting closer. I hear that they got their craft parked all throughout our solar system. It could be. I don't have access to NASA computers to check that out myself. Of course, they're never going to tell you what's out there because it's a closed shop, you know. People talk about the moon landing being fake, and then they get the comments from the astronauts who did go there and are really annoyed that people are saying we didn't go there. Well, here's the explanation. You're both right. Okay, yeah, we did go to the moon, okay. But the stuff they showed you, the pictures they showed you, that was the fake stuff. You didn't get to see the real pictures. I don't know, about a couple of years ago, there was a home movie from, I don't know, it was Buzz Aldrin or Neil Armstrong. One of them had a camera on the trip they went up there and did some home movies, and they managed to get it out there on the internet. It's probably down, taken down by now, but I got to see it while it was still up there, and they showed you the buildings, the warehouses with the German writing on it, were, you know, unused now, warehouses that were destroyed by meteorites, I guess. And they talked about different things, and they talked about the guy in the space capsule while they're walking around is deleting the pictures before he sends them back to NASA, so nobody gets to see anything they're not supposed to see. So, yeah, you know, everybody said, yeah, it was done in a studio. Yeah, what you got to see was probably done in a studio. But there were real pictures being taken, and it's still being hid from the general public. That's the kind of, like, dirt bags we have in government, you know, this secrecy stuff. But it's all part, you know, the big plan is the world control plan. That's why these things are being kept from the general public. If the general public had access to all the truth, we'd have very few problems in this world. First of all, we wouldn't have to deal with these poisonous vaccines. The whole idea of injecting poison into somebody to start an immune system's response is insane. you have one of the best immune systems ever devised. It's a living immune system. You know, every human being has it. And who are these crackpots to think that they can do better than what we could say nature has created? Of course, it was created by a higher intelligence. All creatures are created by higher intelligence. Creatures that do life creations and have the science do that. Human bodies are remarkable bodies and have a remarkable resilience. Nobody needs a vaccine, please. That is lying doctors, devil worshippers, and monsters that want to destroy humanity, you know, that are trying to trick you. Hey, the latest commercial on TV I heard tonight. It's not bad enough they're trying to trick you and give you vaccines for free. They're telling people, if you're an elderly person, tell them you want an extra high-dose vaccine. The most stupidest thing a person who's elderly doing could do. You certainly don't want a higher vaccine. That'll definitely get you sick. You know, and they're conning people into listening to what the crap that they're talking. And, you know, this is a call-in radio show. If you know somebody who's a doctor, I dare somebody who's a doctor to call up to the show and try to tell me how vaccines work and are important. Believe me, that'll be the sorriest phone call of his life, because I'll rip him up verbally and tell him, give him a dozen or more reasons why he doesn't know what he's talking about. You know, this is just a common sense problem here. There's no logic to putting poison into your body. None whatsoever. You know, please. I mean, let's talk some real common sense there. There's no logic to it. It's amazing that they've talked people into believing this crap. And, of course, they were prodded into doing that because we're talking about scientists that work for big corporations, and the corporation says, I want you to do this, and either you do it or you lose your job. And that's the way it's done. Just like with the mainstream media, they can't tell you the truth because they are ordered. You cannot speak the truth. If you want to keep your job at mainstream media, you have to read the teleprompter and just say what's on that prompter, teleprompter. If that's too much problem for you, quit now. So save us the trouble of firing you, because that's all we want you for. We don't want your opinion. We don't want your logic. We don't want anything like that. We want you to look in that teleprompter, smile, and obey what we've told you like a robot, but act like a human being when you're reading the teleprompter, yes, because that's what we're paying you for. And that's where news media is now. It's sickening. But you know what? People don't realize there's this thing called the rules of play, and that explains why the bad guys are getting away with all this stuff. First, one of the bad rules in the rules of play is tricking is permissible. sorry, but tricking is permissible. So, and who takes advantage of that? The politicians, the news media, the military, all government officials. They all play that tricking game. The mad scientists and New World Order plays it too. The ETs play it because it's permissible. It's one of the rules of play of interaction. Tricking is permissible. So you got to be prepared that anyone's liable to trick you, because it's allowed to be happen. And that's how one of the ways we've fallen victim to so many things here on Earth, because we've been tricked. You know? We could, just for the sake of easy understanding, we'll say in the book called The 12th Planet, which talks about the planet Nibiru, written by Zachariah Sitchin. You can get that book anywhere. He deciphered the stone clay tablets over in Iran, I guess it is, or what used to be Persia. where the Sumerian civilization used to exist. And the Sumerian stone tablets, they have a recorded history etched into stone, that's right, of visitors from the sky who landed on our world 445,000 years ago. Then, about 300,000 years ago, and they had their purpose too, was to come here and steal our gold, because apparently that was permissible too. They started interacting with us about 300,000 years ago. First, they genetically altered us, and then they set themselves up to be the gods, or the false gods. And they routine went on for almost 300,000 years, where they ruled over humanity in all the areas that they held land in, and presented themselves as the false gods and set the rules and ways for humanity, and humanity obeyed because these false gods were bigger and more powerful than the average humans, and so we had no choice but to play along. We were being manipulated, used, and abused. And of course, they genetically altered us, turned off 10 of our active, we used to have 12 active DNA strands. Now we only have two. And of course, the stupid propaganda scientists of the day, of today, tell us that, the other DNA is junk DNA. That's because they're stupid, uninformed. But that's when the problems really, we could say, really started, with being conned and lied to and deceived and tricked. And we were tricked into obeying and worshiping these false gods as if they were the real God. And it only finally started to change a little, about maybe 5,000 B.C. And then the religion started to come in. But believe me, if you wonder, if you read about the false gods and their ways, and then look at the religious documents that are out there, you'll see that most of the religious documents are tainted to some degree as representing God, like the remembrance of the false gods. So you have a mix-up kind of some books are so bad. One page is talking about the false gods. The next page is talking about the real God. And then they're back to the false God the next page. And boy, if that isn't enough to drive anybody crazy or set somebody thinking incorrectly, I don't know what is. And of course, the false gods brag that they control the religions too. Sure. They were there when they were coming about the religions. In fact, their whole monarchy of controlling humanity was a religion in a sense also. And these are important things to understand. So you better watch out, because everyone is out there to trick you. In government, that's for sure. And the scientists. The propaganda scientists who work for the big corporations, they're out there to trick you, too. And the military is out there to trick you. And the bad ETs are out there to trick you. And it's all part of the rules of play. Now, a good rule of play is, hey, all things are possible. Yeah, it has been ordained that man shall have free will. So what do the bad guys do? They trick you into giving away your free will. Look at society today, you know? We ought to be able to free to do anything as long as we're not harming anyone, but no. We have so many rules and regulations prevent us from doing this, prevent us from doing that, and we're being tricked out of our God-given right to maintain and exercise our free will. We're always being pulled this way, pulled that way, to stop us from thinking on our own. They want to tell us what to think. And there's really, you know, science fiction movies used to warn us about these realities, these harmful things that are about to happen, but it's already happening. You know, 1984 has come, and it's here, and it's just getting worse. The latest thing, you might have heard about that country, is Swedonistan, or Swedistan. It used to be called Sweden. Yeah, well, the name changed as soon as they let the migrant rapists in and let the rest of the migrant criminals do everything they want to do. And the police just sit by and let it happen. Don't tell me it isn't happening. It's making news, but poor Swedish people, they're headed for doomsday, not a government-induced doomsday. Now they're starting to introduce chips into people in Sweden. Sweden, yeah. Yeah, used to be a good country. Well, and the people, all the people there, they're all wimps, I guess, or sheeple, or whatever you want to call it, because they're not complaining about anything, you know. First it's voluntarily, and then it'll be mandatory, because the new chips are designed to, you'll have to, warnings in the Bible about this, you'll have to take the mark of the beast in order to buy or sell anything. Well, that's exactly what they're working on here in Sweden right now. It'll never happen in America, but Sweden and probably other European countries are going to go along with that, too, where if you don't have that chip under your skin, that will be the mark of the beast, and you're not going to be able to buy or sell anything, you know? So unless you're living on a farm and self-sufficient, you're going to be in pretty damn trouble. Life is going to be pretty difficult. And you're going to be prodded into taking that chip inside your skin. Ew, disgusting. But it's happening right now. And, you know, they've tried it at a few companies here in America, and there's stupid people willing to go along with that. But they're going for the whole mark of the beast thing here in Sweden now. And they're going to be trying it in other countries there. And because that's their whole purpose, New World Order. And that's why I say they're in bed with the bad ETs. You know, the Bible talks about Satan and the evil Lucifer. Well, some of these ETs are worse than Satan and Lucifer, really. In fact, the classic image of the Satan creature, kind of reptilian-like with a tail, and horns, and some kind of animal creature. Yeah, well, there's plenty of ETs out there that have those hard-looking, scary bodies, and they're the ones that definitely that are working with the New World Order. The people in the New World Order, you know, the bankers and the Illuminati, they think they're running the show. They don't realize they're nothing but pawns for the extraterrestrials. They've been pawns from the beginning. They don't realize it, you know? And I'll let them have their dream, but unfortunately their dream is affecting everyone else on Earth, you know? And maybe they'll wake up in time, because if they don't repent of their evil ways, they're going to lose out. They won't get to jump into the new timeline. I don't have to go into that. Anyhow, that's it. Hey, we've got two timelines going now. And we want to jump over to the faster moving timeline, because as the word has it out there, the bad guys, the bad ETs, the Illuminati, the New World Order creeps that want a totalitarian rule like 1984 book and movie, they won't be able to follow us, because they're hard set on their evil ways. You know, what's that song? You better change your evil ways. Well, they ought to play that record every day until it sinks in their head. Meanwhile, they're still mounting a full assault against the human race. Hey, the next stab in your back is going to be the 5G. They're bringing it online. You know, they're promoting it like it's something great. You know, it's not great because they're going to broadcast it. If it was all fiber optics, it would be okay. But it's not. It's being broadcast. And the broadcasting voltage, the power, the number of cycles per second is harmful to your human body. You know, if you're some other type of creature and listening, maybe you'll be okay. But if you're a human or any other body that has a blood system and your hydrogen and oxygen, you need the oxygen water molecules to take the nutrients in and out of the cells. The water molecules are going to be affected by the massive microwave power of the 5G. They're going to be altered, and your body is going to start to fall apart. You know, human bodies are designed with great immune systems, but they're not going to be able to function properly. This is the big stab in the back to 5G. And, of course, if they want to bring on the big weapons, they can annihilate a million people in less than a minute. Do you realize that? They can do that. The weapons are basically, most of the weapons are in place. Maybe they're waiting for all of them to be put in place. And that's another catastrophe waiting to happen. What's our military doing about it? They probably don't even know about it. No, they're too busy. I don't know what they're doing. Too busy fighting wars in the Middle East that just keep them busy. And that's the whole plan, keep them busy fighting wars, and they won't take notice of what we're sneakily doing behind, what the New World Order is sneakily doing behind the scenes. They're setting this all up. They've got the telecommunications companies to put the money at ready. They have all the transformers and little broadcasting modules out there. Some places don't have the small modules yet, but they're putting them in slowly. And they're planning by the end of the year to get this system working, and certainly in a couple of cities, and eventually go for the whole country. Well, I've been warning people for weeks, you better go buy yourself a microwave meter and see how bad your situation is already before they even turn on the 5G. Because these are dangerous zones. People's health are being destroyed already with the 4G systems and the over-microwaving. You know, I'm a New York City resident. I don't walk down the avenues of Manhattan anymore because I took my meter with me, and every one of the main avenues in the busy parts of Manhattan that everybody wanted to go to, like from Canal Street up to 60th Street, every bit of those avenues are microwave ovens. I feel sorry for the people that have to be out there, but I refuse to walk those streets anymore. It's sad, you know, because there's a lot of great things on those streets. And, but this is where we're at now. And what I'm talking about now, I guarantee you, there's probably not even 10 people in all of the 8 million people in New York City that know what I'm talking about. That's how bad it is. You know? I mean, really. That is how bad it is. And, of course, nobody in the military seems to care. And in fact, they're more interested with their HARP broadcasting frequencies, which creates other health problems. And after the global warming. And, yeah, the global warming conspiracy, there's another lie being told. They're tricking you, and they've tricked you into believing it's what they say it is. Actually, the only factors that humanity is contributing to global climate change are the ones they're not talking about, like the HARP frequency to heat up the atmosphere, the ionosphere to 1,500 degrees. Well, that sounds like heating up. The chemtrails with the sparkling poisonous particles that's going to reflect a lot of heat back down on the planet. And, of course, the manipulation of the weather. Yeah, that's throwing havoc into everything also. And then there's other problems with the raising the ocean temperature by dumping iron in it or some other product. And this is all being done on purpose. You know, wake up. This couldn't be happening just by chance. And the GMOs and the fracking causing destabilization and polluting of waters and releasing of poisonous gases. And sure, we still have uranium mining releases poisonous gases. And we still have the nuclear reactors that are still contaminating local neighborhoods. And Fukushima will contaminate planet Earth until this timeline ends. Yeah, they're not going to tell you that, though. No, they're not going to tell you anything I'm talking about. That's why you have to listen to shows like this. That's why you have to go on the internet and search out the few other people that are talking about these matters. There's not that many, really. And we're a small group that are, you know, talking about the things that we need to talk about. Because we can't allow this crap to go on. It's not going to go away by itself. Government is not going to help us. They're too busy playing politics and calling each other names on the TV screen and grandstanding before the cameras and doing fake investigations and all kinds of other unimportant stuff when the major issues here of humanity is under attack from the New World Order and the bad ETs and the dark side of the spirit realm, too. Jeez, I mean, these are serious issues, and government is doing nothing. The politicians are a bunch of losers, brain-dead, self-centered con artists and liars. Liars, liars, liars. Are they all going to be Pinocchio on Halloween with those long noses? Right, they won't need masks. Those long, lying noses of theirs will be their mask. And everybody will say, "Hey, who are you, Pinocchio?" And they'll say, "No, not me. He's Pinocchio." Yeah, sure. Hey, whatever happened to Alex Jones? You know, he was good when he started. But I don't know who he got involved with. I'll tell you one thing. I've tried to get in touch with his people. They're just like politicians. They don't respond. They don't answer any communications whatsoever. And so what does that say about him? You know, yeah, he put some good information out there in the beginning. Now, I don't know. I mean, you know, they've taken him off social media, so I don't know. You think, well, he might try to get involved with some people that are not like the politicians whom he has been involved with down in Texas. Yeah, there's nothing I hate more than these unresponsive people. They got money. They don't want to answer telephone calls. You have to leave a message, and the message says email them, and then they don't answer your email. And this is the kind of crap that we, the general public, have to go through. You know? Disgusting. This isn't, you know, none of this works out anymore. You know, I said it before and I'll say it again, but it's time everybody wakes up. You know, the idea of a republic, which America is a republic, and those lying politicians lying to you every day, calling it a democracy, and the lying TV broadcasters calling it a democracy. America is not a democracy. It's a republic. And in a republic, the representatives have all the power, and you, the citizen, have none. Yeah, yeah, that's the way it is. time to wake up and smell the coffee, realize what's going on here. When's the last time you said your pledge of allegiance? If ever, I mean, the kids nowadays in school, I don't think they have to say it. I don't think they even teach it anymore in history class or something like that. And to the republic for which it stands. Well, there it is, republic, you know. The United States of America is a republic. All the power lies in the hands of the elected representatives and appointed representatives, too. You know, that fact is easily overlooked too often. And it doesn't work because people can't be trusted. You know, let's stop talking about how great the founding fathers were. Yeah, great for their day, but they thought was that the government would be infiltrated by so many liars and traitors as it is today. The average politician, 99% of the politicians are liars. They're deceivers. They're goof-offs. They're know-nothings. They're con artists. And when you have those kind of people representing you, you're not going to get any representation. They only represent people with lobbyists with a lot of money and a lot of bribe money. That's who they represent, the money. And they're supposed to be representing, you know, hundreds of thousands of and millions of average, now poor people, because they made us poor. You know who made killed the middle class? No, it wasn't the corporations. It was the lawmakers who did that. And I'll debate that argument anybody anytime, because the ridiculous laws that the lawmakers started making after World War II. Well, they had some ridiculous laws before that, but all the onslaught of ridiculous, oppressive, take-away-your-rights laws after World War II destroyed the middle class. That's right. They destroyed it was the politicians who destroyed the American auto industry, not the foreign imports. It was the politicians who destroyed it when they started over-regulating the auto industry, and sticking your nose in business that you didn't know anything about. And if you know your history, you can remember when the gasoline crisis came on. And what did the stupid politicians do? They passed a law that no one could go over 50 miles an hour, and it took months and tons of money for real knowledgeable people like truck driver associations to prove to the congressmen that actually trucks get better gas mileage at 55 to 60 miles an hour. And they had a backpedal on and moved the speed up to 55, and then it went up from there. Because they were making laws with no knowledge whatsoever. And then all the other rights they've taken away from the general public, you know? And they've made life so miserable for people in America. The politicians did that. That's who did it. Put the blame where it belongs. Yeah, Democrats and Republicans, that's political parties for you. Well, the point I'm getting to here, it's time for a new kind of government because the republic does not work anymore. You can't trust crooks, period. We have to have the technology is here for a referendum-only type government. I promote that. Listen, that's why I'm running for president. Hey, go to my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. I'm the only guy speaking the truth, and I'm the only guy who has a plan for the future to get away from this republic system that no longer works. You know? We have the technology for a referendum-only type government where we can still elect politicians, but we don't want them making any decisions because we know they only make decisions in favor of bribe money. It can't be trusted. So let's face reality. Sure, you want to be a representative of such and such state and be a member of Congress, fine. But any law we want to get rid of, any law we want to make, has to pass a referendum majority by the people before you can even think about legislating it into law. And that's the way it has to be. They have to run everything by the public. And we're going to take one item at a time. We're not going to have these stupid bills 10,000 pages long with 159,000 things tacked on it to get by because nobody's going to bother to read it, and we'll just take a vote and say, okay, yeah, we'll pass it. And meanwhile, we passed another 159,000 evil laws designed to take away your rights and empower the totalitarian government that's seeking to rule the whole world. I mean, this is where it's at. People, wake up. You know, 2020 election is coming around. You know, you got to vote for anybody but a Democrat or Republican, you know. And whether you like Trump or not, he's a member of the Republican Party. The only president that can bring the Congress together has to be not a member of Democrats or Republicans, because then he won't be siding with either group. You know, because if you pick one or the other, and one wins or the other wins, and that's the way it's been for a long time. And so the winner usually gets 50 to 52%, never any more than that. And then the losers, you know, have to play along with the winning team. And it's just a stifling game of overplayed tic-tac-toe that never goes anywhere. Meanwhile, the general public, we know the solutions to all the problems. And we know that the right way to do things is to vote on one thing at a time, not put 100 things on a bill to get the logical things passed through. This is the way it has to be. It has to change. And you, the people, your job in this is not vote for Democrat or Republican presidential candidates again. These are the people that slam the door in your face all the time. And sure, President Trump's done a few things, but he's far cry from solving all the problems because he doesn't know. He doesn't have the knowledge, whereas somebody like me, I know everything going on in this world. I know all the secret projects. I know where all the money's being wasted. I know all the con artist schemes. I know who all the crooks are. I know what needs to be done. I know how to get people, Democrats and Republicans, to follow the lead of somebody who has knowledge, which nobody in the U.S. government does, including President Trump. You know, he took advantage of it. He had both houses in the beginning and took advantage of writing executive orders. Give him credit for being bold enough to do something as opposed to doing nothing, what other presidents have done, or, you know, just follow whatever the New World Order tells them. In fact, here's a true story regarding that. You meet people here and there. I met this guy in a bus one day, and we started talking, and he was telling me that he worked for he worked with somebody in a security business, and this guy was when President Clinton was the president, had just been elected, he was one of the security people working directly with President Clinton. And President Clinton shared a bit of truth with him after the first day. And here's the ugly story. He said, you know, once you're elected president, they send you off to this room with important, wealthy people. And they basically tell you immediately, this is what you can do and this is what you can't do. Now go out there and be a good president. And that's how it's done. That's how the New World Order runs the United States. Okay, we're getting down to the end of the show. I hope I've educated somebody about something. Hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. This is Connect the Dots, and you should think of something you want to say. Call in and help us connect the dots, and you'll have the opportunity to connect the dots in your way. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to give you the countdown and take us out of here. Hey, people, it's the first time listening. The first thing you're going to hear after I do the countdown is the lead guitar solo to the song Are You the Party in Kind, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. After you get done with that, hey, go on YouTube and check out the video for Are You the Party in Kind. It'll inspire you to be the party in kind. And listen to the words of I Gotta Be Somebody. It's my anthem. It could be yours. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being clear to the world.